Welcome to We Watch Too Much TV, the weekly podcast where two real-life best friends dish on all the TV content they've been binging in their remote work-based lives. Babbling about everything from scripted television to reality TV and film, these two besties will immerse you in their quirky universe of streaming. Here are your hosts, Jaroslyn and Tanea.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it. What's love but a secondhand emotion?
What?
What's love got to do? Got to do with it.
What?
Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? Ooh. And the significance of that song from Miss Tina Turner, her oldest son, Ike Jr., just died. Rest in peace, Ike Jr.
Oh, R.I.P. Ike Jr.
Died the day after his birthday. The random facts I know. I watch all types of TV, y'all.
Yes, leave it up to Tanea to let you know that it is the now death anniversary of Tina Turner's eldest son, Ike Jr.
No, he just died like yesterday.
Oh, R.I.P. to Ike Jr.
Yes, Ike Jr. Go join your parents in the sky.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. to Tina, Ike Jr., and we're going to even say R.I.P. to Ike.
Yeah, I don't know if you in the sky. You might be in the middle because you was
we
crazy.
Don't know, but you know what? We hope you are resting in peace there.
Yes.
In that vicinity. Hi, everyone. Welcome to We Watch Too Much TV. This is season 6, episode 3.
3 and the place to be.
Yes, we're here. Thank you guys for tuning in and sticking with us, as well as staying engaged on social media. You can follow us at We Watch Too Much TV. That is T-E-A with the letter V. And we do a really good job at kind of selecting highlights from our show to turn it into little engaging clips for you guys on social media. And Tanea also recently posted up her theory video of correlating the Nicki Minaj and Cardi B beef to Real Housewives, which it was a nice little dissertation.
Yes, so a lot of people agree with me on our TikTok. One girl had a good point, was like, I agree. I just don't like Cardi B, and me and her could agree to disagree. But I just think it's like the new person versus the old person. I think everything in pop culture goes back to television.
Yeah, agree. It was a good correlation. And even just, because it's like the rappers are their housewives. Like, we all have an inner housewife in us, especially with when it comes to the female rap scene and just that competition and insecurity and sizing people up. So it's a lot of that. And we've seen a lot of that recently on Twitter. It got crazy. But the Housewives correlation was great, bestie. So thank you for that. I haven't felt strongly enough about anything to give a little breakdown, but I will. We do those periodically. So you got to just follow us.
Sometimes I just got to post. Like, listen, this is what we feel. This is how I feel about it. Listen to my point of view.
Yes, here's my dissertation on this. But let's get into what we were actually watching this past week as part of our weekly grab.
Grabbing it.
Okay, best friend, what is first on your list?
First on my list, we know it is the return of my fall TV. Season 2 of ABC's new hot show, High Potential, is back. I spoke about it when it first premiered, but basically it follows a woman who has a very high IQ. She is like a police consultant. She helps the police in Los Angeles figure out crimes. I personally am loving this new season because they tied in the ending of last season with the beginning of the second season. They're doing this whole game thing where she's playing with this guy and there's clues and contacts to them figuring out the game. What I love about that show is that it's funny, but it also has this underlying story of her trying to find her first child's father. They told them that he just ran off, but they're kind of giving clues that he is alive. Something is happening. And every episode, they peel back a little bit more layers. They have Mr. Mekhi Phifer on this season. I hope they keep
Okay.
him. I just like seeing a black man on television get his money. But it's just a really, really good show. This last episode, I don't want to give too much away, but they kind of get into this whole game thing of the guy who's like tricking the main character, making sure that she knows it's Mallory, like making sure that it's like a mental game that only she's picking up, and like the cops think that she's having a breakdown because he's like coming around her family. But she's like, I know this guy, I know this game. So I just love watching it unfold. If you want something that's not reality TV, that's not too heavy, because I'll be watching the heaviest things on television,
You
High
good.
Potential is a great show. I've been on our TikTok for our We Watch Too Much TV page, and a lot of comments have been talking about it's one of the fall TV new shows. I know my best friend is starting to get into it, so if you haven't watched it, watch High
Yes.
Potential. It's a really good show.
Yeah, that's why I appreciate that you didn't like spoil it too, you
Yes.
gave good teases. Because I just started the show. I do need the new Hulu password, best friend. Thank you. Because I was getting into it and then you changed the password and I was like, ooh, okay. But yeah, it is a great show. I like the spin on her just being like the spin with her being like just super, super smart, but also like kind of showing how it kind of can hinder her in a way, with her relationships. So that's a cool aspect of it because you kind of never think about that. And I like the tie-in with the her and the detective dude who used to be on Power. He played Monet, Mary J. Blige.
Oh, you know I never watched an episode of Power. Please don't take away my black card, y'all. Please don't take it
Okay.
away. Are you talking about Caruso, her partner, the guy?
No, no. Mary J. Blige's character. She was like a drug dealer, but he was like one of her. He was like her love interest because he wasn't the kid's father, and they thought it was like a whole thing. But yes, so he was in that show. I remember him. He was bald in that show. So seeing him in High Potential with a little bit of his like gray speckled beard and his like thinning hair, and just a whole different. Mannerisms and cat and persona because he's so it's cool. I really do like the show. I like her fashion. I like how she shows up to these murder scenes dressed to impress.
Yo, look, everybody got on a suit. She got on some boots or nothing but some rhinestones. She is authentically her. And
Yes.
I love it. And it's just a different, to your point, she's a single mom. She depends very heavily on her relationship with her kid's dad. And I just really, really love that it's a different type of show.
I do like that tie-in with the eldest daughter's father and trying to that little mystery that they're using with that of like trying to find him. So that's cool because it kind of keeps you to locked in. Like, are they gonna find him? Is he alive? What happened? Why did he leave? So
It's the
yeah,
best.
good show. So
Yes.
I'll be tuned in for season two as I slowly make my way through season one.
What's first on your weekly gram?
So, first of all, weekly grab is I took a page out of your book and I watched a documentary.
Whoop.
But I'm not one to just go and look for, kind of gruesome murder documentaries. What led me to this particular documentary is I was covering a story. I'm a journalist, and the story was about two black men in Boston getting a settlement for being wrongly accused of the murder of a pregnant white woman back in 1989. So I was like, wow. And then the settlement was only $150. One guy got $100,000, the other guy got $50. And then as I was writing the story, I saw that, it mentioned that it was the subject of a 2023 documentary called Murder in Boston. So I took myself to HBO because I was like, I want to watch it now because I read about the story and it was intriguing. So pretty much, this is the case of Charles and Carol Stewart. She was a pregnant white woman who was fatally shot in an alleged botched robbery in the black community of Mission Hill. And this was in like September of 1989. The baby was delivered via C-section, but ended up dying 17 days later. The husband got shot in the chest during the attack, And he claimed the killer was a black man in a black sweatsuit. He claimed that this black man, ran up on them, went in their car with a gun, and told them to drive to Mission Hill, and he robbed them and then shot them. And in the 911 call, when the cops are saying, like, "Is your wife there?" He's like, "Oh, she got shot in the head, but I ducked." Police, this is Boston. Remember, this is Boston we're talking about. So police ravaged through Mission Hill, like literally kind of like what Trump got them doing over in Chicago right now, running through people's apartment buildings, just running up in their house, saying they're looking for illegal immigrants. So they went and ran up through Mission Hill, was going up into people's houses. And there was a man, Alan Swanson, and because he had a sweatsuit soaking in his sink, he got arrested. Because remember, the husband said it was a black man.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Just because he had a sweatsuit soaking in his sink, he got arrested. And then they arrested another guy named Willie Bennett like a few weeks later. And just because of his criminal past, and it ended up being unfortunate word of mouth because he had a teenage nephew. So Willie Bennett already had like a reputation for being like, like a thug, like he had already done time or whatever, but he was out and trying to be on a straight and narrow, but he still just had this reputation. So the nephew was like 16 at the time and he's hanging out with his friend. And there was like some rumors of like, oh, or not even rumors, just I don't, the nephew's friend must have just been like, "Oh, did your uncle do that murder?" And the nephew, just being a stupid teenager, he was like, "Shoot, I don't know." Like trying to kind of brag as if his uncle's tough and he don't even know what he's capable of doing. But that ended up being that friend went and told someone else, and the person he told, the mom was dating a cop. And so now that's how Willie Bennett ends up getting arrested, through this unfortunate telephone of teenagers, right? But there was never no real evidence linking either of them to this murder. And of course they coerced those little teenage boys into saying that Willie Bennett did the murder. So then Willie Bennett was in jail, the other guy Alan Swanson was in jail, and then mind you, with them being under the guise of being under in jail for murdering a pregnant woman, that comes with its own set of violence within the jails, because they don't play that, like
They don't
prisoners.
play about women and
And
kids.
yes, exactly. So they had to be in like solitary confinement and all of this. There's no evidence linking them to the murder, because and also they were never charged, by the way. They were never charged with the murders. So really then the documentary takes you through the racist history of Boston, dating back to the desegregation of schools in 1972. So like nearly 20 years earlier, they finally desegregated the schools, and you just see the news clips, because it wasn't that long ago. It just heightened the racial tension, because like white people, which are really just like Irish, that came over and were able to kind of come in and thrive in Boston, they didn't want their kids going to school with the black kids. So there was already just this heightened racial tension. It made me even think of like Mark Wahlberg. Because he did some racist stuff when he was like a teenager, and I've always wondered like why would you like be so racist? But like that was basically the culture in Boston. I mean, still is. But at the end of the day, there were a number of holes in Charles's story. Like, why did the robber choose to kill the wife and not him, if he would have been the stronger person to prevent the robbery?
Yeah, ain't no way I'm gonna let you shoot my pregnant wife over me.
Right.
I'm
And then
jumping in.
again, when the cops had to ask him if the wife was dead, and he said, "Yeah, she got shot in the head. I ducked." Like, why would you what? Why would you even and so they have the investigators and body language experts and all of that saying basically like when someone is guilty, they'll just automatically even kind of say and give extra information that is unnecessary. So investigators never bought his story due to how calm he was when he first talked to them after the attack. Like when they were even coming to interview him in the hospital, like he was just chill. It like people were giving accounts of how he was acting after the wife was murdered. It didn't seem like too much of a mourning. So basically, long story short, the husband set up the murder.
Of course he did.
His brother confessed because he had already arranged for his younger brother to meet him and pick up a bag from him. The bag had the gun that he ended up using, and I believe his wife's wedding ring.
So wait, he shot the wife and then shot himself to make it look like somebody shot him.
Basically, because there was never, or he might have even had, no. There was another friend that he had previously told months before the attack, he asked for help in trying to kill his wife, and the cops never interviewed this guy. Or even after having a tip to that of this information, never interviewed this guy, never brought him in for questioning ever. Had these two black men in jail going through hell with no evidence, nothing, and no charges.
Tough.
If it wasn't for the brother coming forward and going to the police and telling, like, look, my like saying, like, my brother had me. Once the brother went and did that, the next day, the husband jumped off the bridge and killed himself in January of 1990. So, like, a few months after all of that. And like I said, just a few weeks ago, the two black men that dealt with all of that got paid 150K. One of them just 50K, and I think 100K to the one that spent more time in jail. Murder in Boston on HBO. It's just, a reminder of our scarred racist history, police corruption, white privilege, all of that. But also just a interesting tale of just betrayal. Like, even just, you don't even really get a chance to kind of get insight of to who that wife was, and horrible way to die. Just a crazy situation. Then even the family in general, the guy jumped off the bridge. So yeah, it was just tragic, tragic across the board. But yes, I took a note out of Tanae's book and I watched a documentary.
Prayers to that family. F him. That's
Yeah,
my
yes. What's
show.
next on your weekly grab?
Next on my weekly grab is a new show that I started on Netflix. I'm one episode away from the season finale. It's been like my weekend binge, and that is Next Gen Chef. So it is about young chefs. And the first thing when I first saw the first episode, I was like, these people are not young, but they're between the ages of 20 and 30. They're just not professional cooks. They're young in their profession of being chefs. Some of them are trained, some of them are not, but they all work in the culinary field. They start with 21 and they take them to the CIA, not the government, the Culinary Institute of America. They put them through a number of challenges to basically find America's next generation of chef, and they give them $500,000. It is like if MasterChef were for kids. And no Gordon Ramsay, but kind of like two medium-sized Gordon Ramsays. I like the show because I like the cast that they pick as interesting students. They go from 21 to 12 super quick. Like super, super, super quick. And they gave people 2 hours to like impress them. Somebody put a damn tomato on a spoon and seasoned it.
Oh no, I know
And
they
then
went home.
he tried to dress it up, best friend. Like it was this amazing, like one of a kind, delicate, like
I know he
meal.
went home.
He sure did. It was literally tomato and a spoon with some basil on top. And the judges was like, "So for 2 hours, you giving us a tomato?" It
Tomato, it took
was
me.
literally a cut up tomato. And mind you, they have so in the back they have like actual teachers that teach at the CIA kind of helping them. And the guy kept saying, "This is what you want to put up." He was like, "Yep, I'm confident it's gonna be really great." And then the guy's like looking but not looking. He's saying, no, you should do like he can't tell him, but he's like, "You want to really put up a tomato." And best friend, he really put up that tomato. He went home.
Sure did.
Basically, they go week by week. They have different people. One of the cockiest cooks. Of course, every time there was a team challenge, they was like, "Who's captain?" They didn't even talk about it. He just raised his hand. Or they had it was a team. He was just me, and everybody looked like, "Sir, we didn't vote." And then that same team, they had to pick three keys, one, two, or three. He just went up and grabbed the key. And once again, everybody was looking like, "Sir,
Right.
sir." In the beginning, he started really confident, but towards the end, he started to lose his confidence because, of course, it's a really hard competition. But what I like about this show is that it's a different look. It is competitive, but it's a different kind of cooking competition. And they kind of get into their backstories. I don't know who wins yet because, like I said, I have one more episode, but I'm hoping it's Courtney or London. I'm rooting for Everybody Black. But it's a different type of cooking show. You know, I love a good cooking show.
Yes. Yes, you do. Not the holiday ones. You leave those to
No,
me.
I love the damn regular cooking shows. They give
Yes.
me life. Okay, what's next on your weekly grabs?
I had started that, but literally when I say started it, I watched like the first 60 seconds and I paused it. So I have to get back to it, but it does look like something I would enjoy. Next on my weekly grab is The Real Housewives of Miami, part one of the reunion. It really ended on a juicy ass cliffhanger. Cause chow, did you watch it?
I saw the clip. I'm gonna catch up. I said over this weekend, I don't have
Girl,
anything to
okay, so
do.
we already knew that Julia admits, revealed something about Adriana. I was thinking, honestly, I was thinking that it was going to be along the lines of like Adriana having like a hate page about people or like doing secretly telling information to bloggers, something of that nature. No, she revealed that they slept together. And so there's more to the dynamic of their fallout over the season. And I'm just like, what? And then it ended like that. So now we got to wait till episode two. And I'm just like, child.
Because my
But.
question is, was it Martina's married? Not Martina. Julia's married to Martina.
Right. So, but
Was
she
that,
was
does she
kind of
know?
indicating that her and Martina was going through a rough patch. And so you slept with your friend? Like, girl, it's. Yeah, we're gonna have to get into this. And I know Andy is at least gonna ask a decent amount of the right questions. Because there's so many questions here, just so many. And I want to see if Adriana is going to admit it, because Adriana is a hot mess. Then you see Julia already going into it, like going into the reunion, she was crying, getting her makeup and hair done. She was crying because she knew she messed up with throwing that drink at Gertie. So she goes into it already just being super apologetic. But I like that Gertie was standing 10 toes down with the entire cast because no one defended her. In that moment, only after the fact, when they see the backlash from viewers and stuff, then people want to start being more sympathetic. But Gertie was like, it would have been nice if you did that while you were there. But the whole time, here's Larsa, but you didn't say nothing when Adriana threw a drink at me. And
She's
then they
so annoying.
so
Her face
annoying.
don't even move.
Don't move. Wasn't even about her. Made it about her. And then, mind you, they showed a flashback of when Adriana threw the drink, and Adriana did not throw no damn drink at Larsa. They were like having a little stupid argument, and Adriana threw her glass on the floor by her. Like not near, not at Larsa. Didn't get splashed. No one. Nothing. So Larsa even bringing that up is just so a testament to just how annoying she is at this point. It's just like. I appreciate her for being there because she never disappoints in being my least favorite person in the room at any given time. So it's
All
like
the time. She's just one of
all
those
the
people,
time.
like, even when you try to like somebody, you
Right.
just, she's so unlikable because she wants to be something
She wants
she's
to be the cool,
not.
girl, and
Yes.
it's like you're really pushing 60. It's really weird.
Yes.
And then you changed your whole ex face, voice, and identity. And now you think you're this hot bitch. It just makes absolutely no sense. So far, I think Stephanie is a good addition. Like now just seeing her in the reunion, like, cause there is a coldness to her. Like even when she's trying to be like a friend, a girl's girl, it's like she just doesn't have it. And I could really see that getting her into more trouble as the season progresses, as well as I think there's a lot more going on with her story. I think they're gonna get into her husband and if she knew the ex-wife, because remember there was like all this stuff on TikTok about her allegedly kind of being the ex-wife's assistant and that's how she met the husband and la da 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 da. But I think she clears all of that up. But I still think there's more there to her story. And you know, she had a decent first season, but you know, second season for any new housewife is always when it heats up and everyone comes for you. So I do want to see her come back. And then Alexia confirmed that her and Todd are over.
For real,
And
for fake.
I think it's for real.
Okay.
And it's just unfortunate because it's like, girl, we done seen you know, a cocaine cowboy. Then
Yeah.
the last husband was gay. And
My baby need a therapist.
yes.
Her choice of man is not Alexia, honey. Let's go to
Yes.
therapy, please.
Yes. Cause like what? So yeah, so I always say Real Housewives of Miami is my favorite Housewives, and yes, I'm here for it. Cause just this first episode, this first reunion, it just started off on a really good note, and it ended on this solid cliffhanger, and I'm looking forward to the next part. So I love Real Housewives of Miami. Yes.
Do you miss Dr. Nicole? Because I just kind of wish she was here only for Gertie, because they're
Yes.
actual best friends. And I just feel like Gertie didn't have no Ace Boon Coon to deal with these people. Like I thought, like she kind of did,
Yes.
but I really missed her and Dr. Nicole. Like I always loved Dr.
Yeah,
Nicole.
I
Always.
would like to see Dr. Nicole come back, and they can get rid of, they could either get rid of, well, Julia definitely needs to go.
Yeah.
I think this should be her last season, but it's between like Julia or Kiki to me. I know people throw Marisol, but she's just a friend of, and I do like Marisol's. I know, yeah, she is. Her and Alexia are like butt buddies, but I also feel like Marisol has her own voice at times, and if she doesn't like something, like she'll say it, and sometimes even her and Alexia disagree. So I think she has her own voice, and I just like her addition. She's not like drama. She sometimes could be a voice of reason, and she has her little comedic relief moments. But I would like to see Dr. Nicole come back. Especially because, you know, she's married to Stephanie's ex. Stephanie used to date her husband.
Yes, and that's why I think it'd be interesting. Maybe they'd be cool, or maybe there'd be drama, but I just kind of miss her energy, but I am gonna catch up to the show before the actual last premiere. And I do wonder what type of sleeping Julia did with Adriana, because Adriana just sat there. She looked very awkward, like, girl, that was not supposed to
Yes.
be.
Like what? Yes. Yeah. So what's last on your weekly grab?
Last of my weekly grab is, of course, another fall return. I am talking about Abbott Elementary. I could never get sick of my show. I was standing in solidarity with the Disney boycotts after Trump fired Jimmy Kimmel. So I didn't renew for extra week, but then Abbott came back, and so I had to renew Hulu.
You know,
But I'm
you
still
have
mad
been
y'all raising
right.
y'all prices. Hulu, Disney. Anyway, Abbott is just a show like, they keep finding new ways to make it interesting, and I just love, love, love this show. It's the best 30 minutes of comedy. It's a new school year. They're teaching Mr. Johnson how to ride a bike. It's so
Yes,
cute
I saw.
and funny. It's just so real. They also are giving Janine the only, she's gonna be the only second grade teacher now. So they're gonna get for all these kids, which I can't wait for that to be a storyline. And then they're gonna change the dynamic of Shamenti, because she's gonna have the junior high school kids. So watching Jacob and the science teacher get her ready to be cursed out by 12-year-old. Because I agree, as someone who's still in New York, and you remember how we were when we were in high school, the kids today are more annoying. They're worse. They just be cursing at this. So I already know. I just pray. Just shout out to all the teachers of America, because I know
Yeah,
y'all do
shout out
not
to
have a good
them.
job. Y'all are underpaid and overworked.
Literally,
They do
literally.
introduce a new teacher. I do not have his name, but he is what Miss Barbara's old student. So I wonder, I feel he's gonna be a potential love interest. Either A, he's gonna like Janine and like not know it, or he might be gay and him and Jacob might be a thing. But I see them doing something with his character and romance and kind of introducing him like calmly. And then I think it's gonna be some drama. And I hope I do see more of Ava and O'Shawn, because I just love how Prash and my man, and I'm in love now because we're great. Like, I just love the show.
So you know I'm always late with it. So I'm catching up with last season, and the last episode I just watched is when Miss Barbara was teaching the kids the fundamentals. Fundamentals, fundamentals. But yo, I was cr that thing really got stuck in my head too.
Is hilarious.
Fundamentals, but with the fundamentals of music, yes,
Yes.
Miss Bar. I love that show. It's so funny. It's never, you know, a disappointment if you choose to watch an episode like Modern Family. Those are like just the comedy, the relatability of all the characters, the likability of everyone. Yeah, classic.
It's just a blast. But yes, what's last on your weekly grab?
Last on my weekly grab is a update on a reality show I talked about at the se on the our season premiere is Heart and Hustle Houston on OWN. So it was 7 episodes for this first season. I really do hope they get a season 2. I enjoyed the dynamic between the ladies. They ended the season really pouring into each other. It was really beautiful to see. Now back to the girl who I said was keeping a secret, and it seemed like it was clear that, her husband cheated on her, and she just was uncomfortable saying it until the damn season finale. And girl, why it was that her husband made a bad investment and lost their money. So granted, that's a big deal,
It
but
is, but it wasn't that big of a deal that you hiding it and not just being
literally,
like
you dragged it through
upcoming.
the whole season just for y'all to go to couples therapy on this last episode, and it's like y'all were trying to, you're trying to work it out, but it does seem like the way it ended is like there, I feel like there might even be more there. It's just the simple fact that she was hiding that. I feel like there's more there that she's just not saying, because they, from the way it ended, their little caption that they put, her and the husband are separated. So, and then even in the episode, she said that she's not in love with him anymore. And it was like, whoa. So it's like, is it because he made this bad investment, or is there more there? And we know with you, we have to pull it out, drag it out of you, because she's so reserved and closed off. And then she was coming off very defensive to the rest of the group. And it's like she was projecting. So, yes. But other than that, I really felt like there were so many relatable stories, relatable women. There's like a genuine connection there, even if not all of them were like friends and they only came together for the show. It didn't come off that way. It didn't come off like they were just forced, like, here's your cast, like Housewives of New York reboot. So I this is the reality television that I get that realness aspect from. So I'm rooting for them. Heart and Hustle Houston season 1. I really, 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 really hope that they get a season 2, because this could build.
Any reunion or no? Just the 7 episodes.
I don't think they never do reunions the first season,
Yeah.
because nobody knows them. But I would be here for them having a reunion next season. And Carlos King could get in on that, since he didn't produce this show, but he could do the reunions, because it's a good one. He probably watching this like, damn, this should be mad. And I feel
Nah, I
him.
thought this was his show because he owns most of the own like these shows like this,
Yeah,
but I
he
guess this is
definitely dominates on OWN with Love and Marriage franchise, and then he does Bell Collective. But he didn't do this one. I gotta double check, because I definitely know it's not his. And if it was his, he'd be all over it. He'd be all, you would know
bringing
it's
it to
all.
you once
Yes.
again,
Yes.
one
What
more
up,
time.
raindrops? Okay, yeah. So yes, y'all, that is our weekly grab. Don't forget to follow us on social media. We'll have some of these as little recap clips, and you can give your take at We Watch Too Much TV, TEA, letter V, and like and subscribe. We on all the platforms.
Yes, and let us know if it's anything we should be watching, we should binge. We are always down for a hashtag bestie binge with your recommendations, because sometimes they be working. And sometimes I
Exactly.
listen and I will watch.
Exactly. But now, it's time to, drag some people, some people who's been getting on our nerves. And this is what we call our piss poor performance. Sprinkle, 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 sprinkle. What you got, best friend?
Yeah, I wasn't too pissed off at too many people this week, but because Potomac was fresh on my mind, both my piss poor and my yes at Potomac adjacent, I gotta give a mini piss poor to Kiarna. I just don't understand. Maybe it's me, and maybe more will be revealed in the season. I don't understand her reason for being so, like, the energy she has towards Wendy. She said, "Wendy, you be acting kind of fake because we were at an event and you didn't say hi." Wendy was being rewarded. She was being honored at an event. Shorty's on stage. Kiana's in the table. And she said, "You couldn't wave at me, girl. Girl.
But what about the
Girl."
part where she said that they walked past each other, and if she hadn't said hi, like Wendy wasn't going to say hi to her?
I don't think that that is 100% wrong. Wendy gives, Funny Big Sister. We girl Funny Big Sister.
Right.
Wendy gives Funny Big Sister. Like, I don't know her kind of thing, but I
Yeah,
also
but I don't
think,
like that. I
no,
don't
me
like
either,
that.
but I think that that's what Kiana should have focused on. She should
Right.
have said, when we in public, when we talk around people, like, you don't acknowledge me. But for you to want acknowledgement when I'm getting an award, I just think
Yeah.
that thing, that's why it's not a big piss poor. I'm not
Right.
saying I disagree with her, but to think that you, no shade, like, y'all not best friends. Yeah, you new to the
Right.
show. It's not like it was kid. Like, to think that you deserve a wave while I'm getting honored
Yeah,
is
I know that.
crazy.
Like, girl, like, hey,
And shout out to
girlfriend.
Kiana. I know y'all
Girl,
honoring me
back
for
to
all my
thanking God.
philanthropy. Listen,
Yeah.
thank you, God, my husband, my kids, and Kiana, my castmate from Housewives. Like, girl.
Like, no, it's like in the middle of thanking God, you got to be like, hold on. Hey, girl, hey.
Yes. So
Yeah, so back to thanking God.
I just didn't get that.
So, no.
Didn't understand that. And it just felt very misguided. I do agree to your point. Wendy can maybe be a little funny sometimes when the cameras are off. I don't. It's not hard to believe, but I wish you would have kept it there. For you to expect somebody to be like, shout out to my friend, somebody I film with. Yes, I'm getting honored. That girl, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't say that in public. That's not a good look. But I digress.
Yes, I get it.
That's just a small piss pour. It's like
Very
a not a
small.
full piss. It's like a twinkle. Okay.
Right. Just a little sprinkle. Just a little sprinkle.
Who's on your piss pour?
Well, mimicking you off of not being a good look. This week, I could only give my piss poor to rightfully the only person that made me feel so strongly. I just was like looking at my phone, like, what the F? And it has to go to Nicki Minaj. I know we talk about television here, but Nicki Minaj was in Barbershop 3. So, okay, period. So she
So
was
she
on
was on
television.
television.
Okay, that happened. And I, like most millennial adults that have things going on in a life, we just be like periodically glancing at our timeline. And so I glance at my Twitter timeline and I'm like, what in the what is going
Listen.
on? Okay. And so when I saw people saying dirty things about each other's kids, I'm like, okay, well, let me go look at both of their tweets to see like what was the root of people getting so nasty and dirty and talking about people's kids. And to see that it was Nicki Minaj's 47-year-old ass
That's how
that
old she is for real?
jumped out the window and just said the nastiest thing to say, she just started talking about Cardi's daughter culture, about her looks. And it's just like, what the hell is wrong with you? I don't care how much y'all hate each other. It doesn't make any sense to start talking about somebody's kids and unless she started something with your kids, and she didn't.
Sure
So,
enough, didn't.
and then they just kept going all weekend. I mean, this was last week because I remember I'm in Vegas. I
You was
remember
living
I
it
was
up,
reading it. I
okay?
fly. I go on a flight, no Wi-Fi. I just 4 hours back, get off the plane, get my luggage. I'm trying to get my Uber. They still going. Go to sleep. Next morning, there's still more tweets. I'm like, what is going on? And literally, I just feel like Nicki is just. She it's over for her. Like, she literally has canceled herself into oblivion. I am wondering if there's something deeper there, because it ain't just girl Roc Nation, and she's talking about Jesus, and it's given bits of Kanye mixed with the devil. I don't know. There's no one else to even compare it to, because I haven't seen anyone go this low, very unprovoked. Because if you listen to
Nobody.
Cardi B's new album, she ain't even talk about Nicki Minaj.
She really wasn't. She really
Like,
was over there.
nothing. There's bars that could apply to anybody who's her op, the same as Nicki does. She didn't say nothing out of name, or if I see you at another Met Gala, like something more personal that would make it very clear that she was talking about. There was nothing like that. So for Nicki to just come out of nowhere after you clearly listened to the album and just start going on a rant and raving and then talking about somebody's kids. Girl, you got to get my piss poor for that. You and Barbershop 3, because now they in it too. Okay.
Listen, those two things that I've seen about this fight that stuck out. One person said She's miserable. Like people have been saying in the industry, she's miserable in real life. She doesn't have good energy, and it's a jealousy and an envy, because whether you agree with Cardi, her energy is contagious, and she's genuinely a nice person. Unless you say something, whereas Nicki is miserable, and they said that that husband is her downfall, and he keeps her maybe inebriated so that he can take advantage of her. Allegedly, I don't want nobody suing us. That's what people are
Right,
saying.
allegedly,
Allegedly,
allegedly.
allegedly. Second comment is another person said Nicki will love her little white pop girl. She will be
Because she
like,
started
yeah.
talking about all about Taylor Swift. Like,
Yes, I'm
Taylor
like,
ain't checking for
where are
you.
you talking about Taylor?
So corny.
I
Taylor
said,
not
you are
checking for
the
you.
epitome of corny. You don't ever, why you ain't praise Doja Cat? Doja is not in no
Right.
beef. Doja just had a great album come
It
out.
was too, because
It was
shout out to
really
Doja Cat.
good. Shout out to you, Doja, okay? Because why would you not praise that? Like, you not praising Doja, but you kissing Taylor Swift's booty, and even her fans don't like this album. Not like I've listened to an album, but the TikTok on our page say they don't like it. She's a lot. And to your point, she also lost 1 million followers already. So.
I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner, because she's been a hot mess. But anyways, enough of the Draggington. Let's get into who we're actually rooting for as part of our yay segment. Okay, best friend, who are you appreciating?
To keep the Potomac ball rolling, I am appreciating Miss Karen Huger. I missed her. I'm not saying that Potomac thing wasn't great. Like the season finale was great. It was good. I liked it. It seems like it's going to be a good season. But I am praying, because I know they still film till about a couple weeks out before the reunion. I'm praying before season 10 is over, my girl, especially because it's their 10th season, my girl shows up for an interview, for some type of follow-up. I think she's going to make a grand, like, reveal. She's going to keep cute. And then, like, maybe, hopefully, Andy and I'm working on something. But I just missed her. The way she reads, like, Ashley has some funny one-liners. Giselle has some funny one-liners. Even Wendy was so, but there's a Karen essence. She's like my old auntie that you know, like, still got the zingers. I just miss that, like, Karen is. Like, certain people, I didn't miss Mia. Don't care for Mia. We don't need
I
Mia
forgot
back.
she wasn't there.
Exactly. But I think Karen is a staple in Potomac, and she's a staple in the Housewives franchise. So I missed you, girl. Praying you
It
come
was
back.
nice to see the, oh, well, piggybacking off of you, my yes is actually going to the Housewives of Potomac season 10 premiere. I thought it started on a truly Housewives note. You had a good mix of fun shade. The breakup, Kiana gave us an update on her breakup with her guy. We got it, so one marriage, because you still got, Wendy and Eddie, and Happy Eddie's doing well. And it's always just beautiful seeing Wendy and her family, because her family's just beautiful.
Oh my God, gorgeous.
Gorgeous. We got the tease of Karen at the start of the episode, and then the drama buildup between, Wendy and Kiana, and then Stacey in her breath being public enemy number one, because it's the way everybody is talking about her breath on the season premiere. I'm just like, I cannot with y'all on today. And at this point, I'm sure everybody's just going to keep thinking about Stacey's breath every scene, because now it's just like you're thinking like, oh, it's hot. It probably is hot.
It's sad but true, because when I look at her, I'm not saying it's just a thought. It's just a thought. She just look like it's a little tart.
It looked it
Like,
that
not
right.
stink. Hot breath is not stink breath, ladies, gentlemen, and others. Hot breath is just like you need gum. Stink breath means you don't take care of the teeth in your mouth. It's two different things, y'all.
Two different things.
Two different
And
things.
it was nice also seeing Giselle's house. It's her own tacky put together way. Cause even with the little sparkle pillows on her bed.
You are
I'm
crazy.
just like, okay, this is Giselle. So, but I see how it works for her. And she loves her house, you could tell, and she loves herself. And that's it. Cause at this point, it's like Giselle don't ever give us nothing. Giselle
You
don't give
really
us
don't.
nothing.
Somebody put on Twitter, well, not Giselle, they said Ashley and Whitney from Salt Lake City are the same. I guess we need
Yes.
Giselle more than we need Ashley, but there's some people who maybe they don't need a storyline because we need people to like maybe just be there, just to breathe.
Yeah, I can say though it will get old if, 'cause Giselle and Ashley are the one and the same. They're always just trying to stir the pot to be a part of those moments that are going to carry the season. And do you really need two of the same person doing that?
You
As
don't.
well as if they already have a relationship where they could kind of gang up on someone. So I Giselle has that gang up character trait. She easily can rally people to be on her side of who she doesn't like. And I don't want it to go back to that dynamic again of like one person getting bullied. Like even now where it's like everybody's coming at Stacey, and you can tell Stacey can't take the heat like that.
I sorry. I just wanted to say I don't believe Stacey. I don't.
Oh yeah, nobody
Something is
does.
funny with her
Don't
because
nobody
that
believe. Don't
last
nobody
season, that
believe that.
husband couldn't even be on camera. Now y'all back together, and he got
Right.
nah. Something
Giving
about her
each other
funny.
googly eyes.
You couldn't even
Okay.
show that man face last season. Now y'all went on one
Right.
vacation, and now y'all want to get back. I
And
believe
he's not
Stacey more than I
given that
do.
he's there because he wants to be there. That is
Yes.
a date they
I'm
have.
telling you,
So.
something in that is very much giving. I don't know if the T some ain't right. She's giving Mia energy. She's giving Mia energy. Something ain't. She's gonna have to be doing a lot of backpedaling. But yes, continue. Sorry.
But
Just
ultimately, no, it was a good season. See, like it was a good start to the season. So I'm looking forward to what they got going on. I'm liking the season. I'm up to date with Salt Lake, so I'm watching it with everyone else. And now, yeah, Housewives of Miami is closing out. So yeah, I think Potomac and Salt Lake will carry it for the next couple of months. That's what we need. That's what the Housewives community needs.
gonna get us through this cold weather.
Period. Yes. So yeah, so that was a good smooth show. So again, like and subscribe, follow us on social media, stay engaged with us, comment,
Yes.
and
Comment, like,
we're gonna
subscribe.
leave you with some affirmation, some positivity, because that's what we need more of in this world. So here is our positivity.
Ooh, baby.
What you got, best friend?
Don't wait around for other people to be happy for you. Any happiness you get, you've got to make yourself. From Alice Walker.
Love Alice Walker.
Love her. What's yours?
Mine is resilience is accepting your new reality, even if it's less good than the one you had before. You can fight it, you can do nothing but scream about what you've lost. Or you can accept that and try to put together something that's good. And I think we all need that on these days. Just be resilient each day and try to put together something that's good. And on that note, our closing slogan is
Love, abundance, and hair bundles in
yes.
red for the fall season.
Yes, keep that neck warm, y'all.
Okay, keep that wig laced and on that head.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Have a good
Bye.
one.